Rush is Madhur. Krishna is Madhur Rush. Herself, himself. Madhurya Kadambini. Kadambini means cloud. Samuh, megha ka samuh. So many clouds.
Cloud banks.
Eh?
Clusters of clouds. Cloud banks.
Cloud bank.
Big.
Bank.
Bank. So many bank. Clouds coming together.
Bank of clouds. Cloud banks. Are called Kadambini. This Madhurya Kadambini. Madhurya means begins from Shraddha, comes to Nishtha, then comes to Asakti and Bhav. And upon Bhav, the rush from, the notes from Ragatmik Bhakta, Sakhya Vasalya Madhu, comes, then it becomes Prem, and Prem goes up, then it becomes Sneha, Man, Pranay, Rag, Anurag, so many things. The clouds here, the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, has transferred in the shape of bank of clouds, and from them what?
Rain
is coming. Rain of mercy. It is so powerful that the air which touches these clouds or the shadow of clouds it flows to the area of Marubhumi, desert, touching these clouds and then it goes to the deserts. All the plants, all the creepers, all the trees which were dried from roots, new roots came, sprouts came out and became so but
green,
with fruits and everything, very sweet fruits. Then you can guess that where the rain is coming and going, what will be the stage of that place where the rain is going on, and where the rain is coming, a very big bird.
Flood
is coming. And it makes everything drowned in it. This is the powerful mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Never given to world. Only in these. This is the main purpose of Madhurya Kadambini. I begin.
Gaur Pramanande.
Hari Hari Bo.
This book is has so much great thinking. to hell also. So, Charan, Charan means
ordinary.
General person should not read this book. Those who have so much Shraddha, they should read and learn this book. Those who want to do Hari Bhajan, they should actually follow this book. Otherwise, they will not understand. If anyone has Shraddha, Shraddha means, Shraddha on his Guru, Shraddha on Guru Parampara, then he should read this. Without Shraddha, anyone tells that this book has been made by only Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but no connection with Mahaprabhu and Haridas or anyone. So, actually, Shraddha makes the qualification to read this book. We are honored for our Guru. It is right. But if a disciple of any Guru has no honor for their Guru Parampara, then he has no honor for his Gurudev. Understand? Do you understand? Jadi Guru Parampara par kisi shishya ka aadar nahi hai, to iska matlab hai ye Guru par nahi hai. If anyone not honoring his Guru Parampara, then he also does not
have no respect for
him. But he does, but artificial. He should respect all. Anyone who is doing Harinam, he has not taken initiation from anyone, I honor them. Because he is taking shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna name. So I must honor if I am Vaishnava. And if I am not Vaishnava, then he is depreciated. So anyone, an ant, a hog, pig, if he is taking Hari name, chanting Hari name, I should honor. This is the Sri that he is a bogus person, or he is not my god brother, or he is not in this, our line, he is not in our group, we should be very proud minded. Then he will read this book. Anyone Vaishnava comes, anyone Vaishnava, we should come. If he is senior, we should do
Dandavat.
And if he is junior, then? From where you are coming? And gladly talk and kiss. This we should do. And if he is our God brother and very much affected to us, affected means?
Affectionate.
Then?
Affectionate.
Like this. And if he is Purush and I am Istri, no word but do pranam. They should read this book, otherwise not. So, those who have very deep vishwas, faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, lotus feet, and his siksha,
teachings,
they should read this book. Those who have very faith, deep faith in Krishna name, they should read this book. Otherwise no. There are so many sadhana bhakti. There are so many kinds of sadhana bhakti. Shamanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasivanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasakhyatmanivedanam. Except this, all there are so many. These are 9 kinds.
64.
There are 64. It may be more than that. beyond nines to do pranam to Vaishnav, this is also, in that it has not been told, to regard Tulasi, to regard Mahaprasadam, to regard Nirmalya of Krishna, to take Charanamrita, to serve Charanam, all kinds of. Also to honor for cows, honor for Vrindavan, or any dham where Krishna has done any leela. So, there are so many sadhana. But among them, Krishna nam sadhan is topmost. Krishna nam, to chant Krishna nam and to take the ashray of Krishna nam, shelter of Krishna nam, does not mean that we should not hear Harikatha. Only chant, chant, chant. If Harikatha is going, I will give
cotton.
Cotton. Yes. Or I will do pranam and go up. Yes. This does not mean. We will not take Mahaprasadam. It does not mean. We will not honor our Gurudev. It not means. Doing all things, but thinking that Nam is himself Krishna. And by name everything will be done. What we want. Krishna Prem can be done. But originally, and first we should have to hear Harikatha. What is name? How to take name? Everything you should have to adopt. Mahaprabhu has given only this Shiksha, Shikshastaka. There is Shikshastaka. It came from the mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and written in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And also explained there. And in the books of all other Goswami, it is written. From authentic books, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is writing. Haridas Thakur was taken his birth in a Muslim family. He born in a Muslim family. And in Buran Gram, after some time, he began to chant Hari name automatically. No introduced by any guru or anyone. For the past previous birth, sanskar he used to take automatically. And giving up his house, home, nearby place, he made a kutir. Kutir means
cottage.
And he began to live there. He used to take some. अरे आपसे बातचीत करनी है हमारी.
नेक्स्ट
ठाकुर इज टेलिंग दैट चैतन्य महाप्रभु हैज सेलेक्टेड अमर चोखे लाख we have selected some karo. Are parda de some some qualified persons like Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raya Ramananda, Sarup Damodar, Advaita Charya, Sarvam Bhattacharya. And by them he has reached our whole India, especially those who are qualified for a special thing, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave that uttardaitva responsibility on them. Like Haridas Thakur used to chant 3 lakhs name, so he made him Namacharya. Sarup Damodar was very expert in all kinds of siddhant, especially Raganuga Bhajan. And so he get the whole responsibility of this thing on Sarup Damodar. And under him, Rupa, Sanatan, Jeev, Raghunath and all other, he get them, and they wrote so many books. They established temples and all things in Vrindavan, in everywhere. He get the responsibility of preaching on Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu. They preached all over there. He get the responsibility of Raganuga Bhakti also on Raramana. He was so expert. Likewise, he divided the responsibility of all these things on qualified persons. These facts have been told in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Especially he is writing on Haridas Thakur that he was Namacharya. He used to take usually daily 3 lakhs and with so much regard. He was expert in Nam Siddhanta also. So, one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri and he was sitting alone on the bank of sea. On the evening, sun was setting, the rays turned.
The sky was becoming
red. Away, and whole sea was covered with red gulal. As Krishna gave gulal in the mouth of gopis and moon gives in Prakriti. Prakriti means?
World.
Prakriti means? What?
Planet. Universe?
Planet.
Nature.
Nature. And whole nature was colored with red, with kumkum. Like this, whole sea was covered with red color. And Chaitanya was sitting and doing Hare Krishna Hare. From the same time, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur came there and he fell on the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was weeping and called and gave his hand on the heads of Haridas Thakur and told, I am so anxious for the worldly unconditioned souls. They are in the shape of trees, creepers, wild beasts, the animals of sea, animals of land, and those who cannot walk like mountains, rivers, they are also souls. And the souls in Mohammedans, Christians and all others, they do not know who is Krishna, what is Jeev, what to do, our duty. So I am thinking that how they should be
saved.
Then he told Haridas Thakur, don't worry for this. Why? Because I know that you have preached names kirtan loudly, to do loudly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So I'm thinking that you have started also Nagar Sankirtan, by which all Vaishnavas will go to everywhere along keep going with 2, 3, 4, 5 lakhs, and then we go to see two forests, to one village to another village, one city to another city, and they will chant loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. And all the cows and the ox, lions, tigers, deers, serpents, what?
Scorpions.
And every person, whether they will be of any caste and creed, they will hear, listen. And by listening, yet they will be. Go to where? To Krishna and serve Krishna. If anyone chanting, chale paka. যখন আসবে তখন চলো
anyone's chanting
chanting in mind if he chants not loudly but then is
moving
then it will be 100 times better and if it is done by sounds that others may be here, then it will be more 100 times. And if so loudly, Hare Krishna, that for a long distance it will be heard, then it will be 1,000 and 1,000 times, more better. So you have done. By what? Chakrukhatya? You have begun kirtan, established kirtan. And after that he, Mahaprabhu told, if anyone want to practice Hari name, how he should take name? Then he told that there is Namabhas, there is Nam, there is Suddhanam, there is Vishuddhanam. There are so many kinds of, Are Bandhakara Kutala. There are so many kinds of name. But real name is with affection and by having initiation from Abandha karo na tabe chart mar denge ye to idhar aa jao kya hua
having bona fide Gurudev
and taking initiation from him and with relation sambandha gyan we should take. He told that what is Namabhas, what is Shuddha name, what is bona fide name. He told all these things. What is the meaning of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna? Each letter, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Inkri-ka-ri, Tu, Shna, Sha-ana, each have a different meaning. Goats or goodness. So, in this book he has, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked and he has replied. And like Rai Ramanand was asked, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked and he replied. And it came the whole words here. Tho Chaitanya Chaitanya, Tho Raghunath Das Goswami, Tho Krishna Das Goswami. Now you are testing the fruit. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur has collected it from Chaitanya Chaitanya and all other bona fide books and he has given in one book like Hari Naam Chintamani. Chintamani means? What is the meaning of Chintamani?
Jewel.
A jewel.
That anything you touch it will turn into.
Anything will be desired, he will produce at once. So this is, it is Chintamani like. It can grip even Krishna Prem. Radha Prem, Gopi Prem also it can give.
So he has given all the sadhan pranali. What is meaning? No. Process of taking Harinam and the sadhan process. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has collected all these things and he has this. Now you are beginning. Where is Shamla and Brinda and all others?
And police officers. They all went to police station.
All? At first, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, Gadai Gauranga Jaya Jahan Namajiva. He is getting Jaya ka kya hoga?
Glory.
He is glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, combination of Krishna and Radhika, inner side Krishna, upper side Radhika. All the parts of the Krishna body is covered with the all parts of Srimati Radhika's body. Also their moods are also combined. And they have become in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is glorifying him. Also Jannava Jivan. Jannava? The Shakti of Nityananda Prabhu. So Jannava Jivan means Nityananda Prabhu. He is glorifying Nityananda Prabhu. Ashritapati Advaita. Sita has been Advaita Chara. And also Srivas Adi Bhaktavan. Srivas, Gadadhar Pandit, Raramananda, Sarup Damodar, all. He is glorifying to all. Why? That I am beginning this book for the welfare of all conditionals.
Conditions.
So their mercy should come to me. That I could can end this book. And I can write the mood of Haridas Thakur here and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Without this, anyone cannot enter in Bhakti riddle. Once I told you that Lavanas Jaladhitire Nilachala Mandire Daru Brahma Purusha Pradhan. On the bank of Nil Ocean, Nil means yellow, blue ocean, where currents are coming repeatedly. There is a very big temple, Jagannath Temple, and in it, Daru Brahma, Purna Brahma, Daru means wooden. But he is Brahma, in the shape of wood, but not wood, in the shape of. And he is full, what?
Complete.
Full
rock.
God, himself God, personality.
Sakshat
Daru Brahma, Purush Pradhan, Jagannath Purush. He has come from Golok Vrindavan to save conditional souls and to give his blessing to all. And so he is called Pati Pavan. To the persons they want to fulfill their worldly desires, easily he throws to them. And those who want moksha, he also gives moksha. Moksha are of two kinds. First, to give up all worldly desires and asakti in world, asakti
attachment
towards worldly things. This is moksha and to annihilate in God, nirvisheshman. This is of one kind. And secondly, moksha is to have the service of lotus feet of Krishna. These two kinds. In this dham, dham ka kya hota?
Holy abode.
Radha and Krishna together being Gauranga, taking sannyas, leaving his mother and very beautiful Kishori Vishnu Priya, weeping Haribol, came to this holy place by the order of his mother. And one reason was that if I will go to Vrindavan, all will know that I am Krishna. To have this fact, I am simply a Gauranga, the son of Jagannath. Anyone will not know me. So I should hide here and save all worlds. Why? He will come to Vrindavan and then it will be disposed that he is not, he is Krishna. Because when he will come here in Vrindavan and see Jamuna, Giriraj Govardhan, deers of Vrindavan, kakus of Vrindavan, and dancing peacocks here, keka, yellore, what? He will at once wishing like Krishna. Radhika mood will go away. So everyone will know that, oh yes, he is Krishna. That is why very cleverly he took the order of her mother and went suicide in Jagannath. Understanding something? So he came in the disguise of a sannyasi there. Actually he was not sannyasi. He was dhutta, kapati.
Hypocrite.
Pretender. And great cheater. That is why he stolen the beauty of Srimati Radhika and the mood of Radhika and cheated all. In the same way, there were so many reasons to come to this world, to establish Yuga Dharma, to change the modes of Daitya Dana, devils, like Jagai Madai, like myself, and so many. He went to south and he changed the modes of all persons. They began to do Haribol, Hare Krishna. They became all Vaishnava. So this is Yuga Dharma. And he lived in the house of Kashi Mishra, the guru of the king Pratapaputra. He called his work from various parts of India, from Bengal, from Utkal, from Deccan, in South India, and from other parts. Haridas Thakur ran away from Bengal. Sarup Damodar became mad and at once came to Puri in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rai Ramand left his all
governorship
and everything and became mad and he attacked to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shivas Pandit, Nityananda Prabhu, Rup Sanatan and all Vaishnavas from everywhere. They were what?
Attracted.
And leaving every jobs and everything, they came to Chaitanya. Mahaprabhu bestows his mercy to all. He told his Harikatha in so many ways. In hidden way, he gave so many things, Bhakti Siddhanta, in the heart of Raramanan. And again he took it and became Ratnakar. Ratnakar means portion of jewels. One day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in a very deep mood, chanting Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna Keshav, Krishna Keshav, Krishna Keshav Pai. Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav. And his heart was coming through eyes. Yes, yes. His big heart seemed that there is nothing in his heart, everything has come out. Here he came by the way of Siddha Bakul. Siddha Bakul is in Puri, near Gambhira. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this place, this Bakul tree, and told him that you should make a hut here and you should be here. And from there you will chant Hare Krishna and I will hear. One day, he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, can you tell me how all the conditioned soul will be liberated and they will have this service of Krishna? Haridas Thakur took the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his laps, and he began to weep bitterly. And he washed the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by his
tears.
Tears. Mahaprabhu became so much pleased. He became
here standing on
end. Here standing, pulaki.
Eruptions.
And his throat began to
choke
up. He answered the question of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how the conditioned soul will be liberated. I am so worried for this thing. Haridas Thakur, by being so standing here, choked up. What?
Voice
choked up. And tears in eyes, hands holding hands, having the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told that, oh Prabhu, your pastimes are so deep, anyone cannot understand. You dance whole world like a puppet, having the thread in your hands. All are seeing that puppets are dancing, but not they are seeing that anyone is doing so. You can do hundred of tasks solved by one thing. You can shoot in one shot, in one volley,
one arrow,
and arrow so many birds. I am Akinchan. Akinchan means?
Nothing.
You are Akinchan? am Akinchan, I am Sukinchan, not Akinchan. He is Akinchan. His pocket is so heavy. My pocket is something. We are this thing. We are not Akinchan. Haridas Thakur was Akinchan. Mahaprabhu was Akinchan. Rupa Sanatan were Akinchan. If anyone gives something, he gives it to Jamuna or in the sand, throwing everywhere. And I collect it and give in bank. No? So if anyone wants to do bhajan of Krishna, he should be like Akinchan. Also I have no wisdom. Wisdom, you know? Buddhi. No good mind. No vidya, no education, no wise, nothing I have. Only your lotus feet are everything for me, nothing else. He is telling that if you want to serve Krishna, be surrendered to Krishna fully, having nothing. What you have? You have to give everything in the lotus feet of Krishna. No buddhi, no vidya, nothing. Like Haridas. He has not gone to school. He has not gone to anywhere. He has the society of Raghunath Das Goswami, Yadunandan Acharya, Advaita Acharya, and like this. Nothing. So if we want to do bhajan, we should be like that. That is why we are not proceeding towards bhakti. Why? We are not Akinchan. We have so much wisdom. We can discuss anything. We know everything.
I don't know anything. I can't discuss anything.
And that is why we are so clever. So bhakti is now coming. If there is anyone is clever, wise, having so many money, everything, then he will nothing. Prabhu bale, ehen ajogya jane prasna kariya karan. Why you did prasna? Why did you question me? What can I tell? But if you, what?
Empower me. Give me your
Empower me, and you bless me and bestow your mercy, then I can tell anything by your mercy. Otherwise I cannot do. So, Prabhu, I am telling something that you have given in me and you kindly hear this. But today,
you have come. If you
shelter of your lotus loving attachment lotus feet, then I may be glad. I feel consolated. Consolated means?
Pacified.
Unlimited name, unlimited collection of qualities, good qualities, and your this beautiful face and this body is portion of love and affection and sukh, happiness. Very good. So, you have, by your mercy, you have
part two, one by yourself, and another by yourself.
Part two. Keep one to her. Very good, sir. Very. You have manifested your unlimited pastimes. You should be merciful to me that I may test them and serve you forever. You are son, but not ordinary son. You are Chinmay son. Chinmay, you know? Chinmay son. Who gives light to sun. And he gives light to Brahma. He gives light to Golok Vrindavan. And I am Kiran Khan. Rays
of sun.
The dust of rays. One dust. Two little particles I am. You are Prabhu, I am your eternal servant. By Swaroop. By Swaroop. But now I am not serving you. But by Swaroop, there is something in our soul, the potency of serving. But that jeev, that soul, conditioned souls, may easily take your name, which is as powerful as you, and by that they can serve eternally to you. So I am a very little dust of the race, so I have no knowledge, I have no Swarup Shakti, I have no knowledge, so how I can answer your questions? Yet I will try to obey your orders. But I see what I will tell, I will tell if you manifest your mercy and knowledge, and that the same thing I will speak from my mouth, but actually there will be the mood of your yours. So, what you will make me speak, I will speak only that. You should not take my dose and goon.
My
merit or demerit. Because I am G, I am conditional soul. I don't know what is wrong or right. So I will speak for your pleasure. But it may be that. It may be wrong or right. So you should accept me. I am saying this, he began to answer the question of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What was the question of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What?
How can the living entities like trees and animals, birds and beasts,
animals and demons, and in the shape of man, but not man, they are four-legged animals. I know that Krishna is so much Karuna,
merciful.
So much love. Without any reason, I have to be merciful.
Causeless
mercy. Merciful. And I also know that he is ocean of rush. And he is also Rasik Shekhar. Understand? So, by the two reasons, he descends in this world and he does so many rasapurna pastimes. And by that, he also had his mercy to rescue all the conditioned souls from this world, miserable in this world. He is also Sarveshwar. Sarveshwar? Sarveshwar means
God of
God. Of God. And he is also, he has wishes. So, by his power, by his shakti, he does it very easily. He comes in this world from Golok Vrindavan. And by that yoga maya, Swarup Shakti, he bestows his mercy to the whole world. And that is without cause, causeless mercy. So I think that I have no qualification for anything to have his mercy. But yet his mercy is causeless and sprinkled everywhere. So by chance it may come to me. No? So this is only hope I have. Otherwise, if a conditioned soul is in tree, in an ash, in an ant, and any tree in very, very dense forest, where anyone cannot go, how can you have the mercy of Krishna? Because Ramchandra came in Indras, Krishna came in the shape of Ramchandra, and he went on foot to prepare with Lakshman and Sita and fled so many pastimes here and there from Himalaya to South India, everywhere. He may go to all other places. And so many, like Kurma, Varaha. Understand? Kurma, equal. Tortoise. In the sense of tortoise. Tortoise can go lakhs and lakhs miles. There are some fishes. They can go everywhere. From England to Pacific Ocean and here and there. And they know that this is their place and touring and again they will come. Like you can come from America here and again you can fly there.
Can't fly there.
Huh?
I can't fly back there.
None? You don't want.
Not possible.
Not possible. After 5 years?
No.
Achcha. So, like bird, guru, he sends guru everywhere. He sends karma sandhi in the shape of crow. Hanuman as a monkey everywhere. When they were searching Sita, Hanuman and all the monkeys of Ram, taking the name of Ram, 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 and the whole world and such, everywhere in the nook and corner of the jungles and everywhere in the everywhere. They search. And by this they preach the Hare Krishna or Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. Like Narad singing on Veena, Radhika Ramana Name. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai. Tun 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 tun. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai. In this way, they tour everywhere. Himself, Krishna, in the shape of God, 24 are more than them, and by their order, his powers in the shape of Rishi, Muni, Bhakta, Premi, Bhakta, the whole world too. And thus, they chant very loudly, Hare Krishna, more than these. That cows, animals, all the person can hear all these and easily go out of this world. This power, Sarup Shakti, is always situated in the heart of Krishna, in the body of Krishna. So Krishna is always with Shakti, with power. Power are not other than Krishna. But sometimes they come in this world in their own shape. Krishna Swarup Shakti is Radhani Shakti. And when it needs to serve Krishna and to give ananda to all, she comes in the shape of Radhika. Sometimes she comes in the shape of 16,000 Mahishis. Mahishis, you know? Sometimes at the shape of Sita, Lakshmi and so many. But this Shakti always situating in the body of Krishna as a Sarup Shakti. Sometimes Krishna manifests them in the shape of Lakshmi, Radha and all gopis. So it has been told in Vedas. It has told in Srimad Bhagavatam. It has told in Upanishads. Also Quran and all other authentic books. Krishna is so Vibhu. Do you know? What is the meaning of Vibhu?
Vibhu means lower, small. He is casual.
You are a thing. Greater than everything, greatest thing, in which every world and Golok, Vaikunth, Vrindavansa may come. There is nothing greater than him. He is the potency of a very little particle of particle, and he is bigger than mountains and mountains. No? In him, a whole world with whole Brahmanda, you know, Vrindavan, can come in his one Yomkup. Yomkup, you know?
Four.
And he may live in a heart of an ant. You see, very particle kira.
Insects.
Today I saw very little incense. You are seeing this black, more little than this, and going here and moving. No? In this also Krishna may live. So he is greater than greatest thing, and he is particle of particle. Anu, anu. He has manifested so many things. When he is with Sarup Shakti, Ladini Sambhid and Ladini and Sambhid and Sandini, all kinds of Shakti, when he is combined, then his answer means power, are called Swansa. And when only Anuchi Shakti, that is Jiva Shakti, is combined with Krishna, but no other Shakti, then from him Vibhinans Jiva comes. We are Vibhinans Jiva. And all the avatars are Swansa. We cannot be Swans, and Swans cannot be Vibhinans. We are a particle heat. Understand? More powerful than any of the worldly things. But yet it is covered with Maya and becomes conditioned soul. Jivi Chetan, it never comes in Maya. But yet, the power, the supreme power is Yoga Maya Sarup Shakti. She is Achinta Ghatan Aghatan Patiyasi. She can do anything which never can be done. She can do everything. She can do you as a piece of a stone, and he can make that piece of a stone who can move, talk and do everything. She can do anything. So it is called achinta. We cannot do any chinta of that. We cannot understand, think about that. But we can think by the mercy of Krishna. We can know him by the process what Vedas and Srimad Bhagavat has told. By that process we can understand that Shakti and Krishna also. And we can get the mercy of Krishna and Swarup Shakti. And this is called Bhakti process. Bhakti process for those who are Swatantra.
Independent.
They are missing their independence. For them, it is very hard to know all these things. But those who are saranagat ho gaye hain,
surrender
soul, without any causeless surrender. I don't know anything. I have surrendered myself in your lotus feet. Then They can know all these things, process. And by adopting this process, they can have the service of Radha and Krishna. So they are three Shakti power. Chit, Chit Shakti, Maya Shakti and Jiva Shakti. Three powers. Chit Shakti, Chit power, Maya or
Jiva,
Jar, Jiva Shakti. Three. Jiva Shakti is neither Chit Shakti, neither
Vardhi.
Mundane. Any of them, Jiva is not. So, he can move in that and this. Chit. What? Chit Rajya. And also in this world this. So it has been called Tatastha. Neutral. But not neutral. Sometimes there, sometimes here. Like a marginal line. No fixed line. Sometimes it goes in the deep and sometimes it comes up. When the lahar aati hai, waves are coming, it goes up that demarcation line and when it subsides, then it comes lower. Ananta Vaikuntha Adijata Krishna Dham. It is not ঠিক না যে কখন আতি করবে কোন 1 ঘন্টা আগে করবে কোন দিন 8 ঘন্টা
12 ঘন্টা করে আর সব কাম সব আদে
অনন্ত বৈকুণ্ঠ আদিজাত কৃষ্ণ ধাম বৈকুণ্ঠ ইজ দি ধাম অফ কৃষ্ণ অ্যাবোড অফ কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ ধাম গোলো বৃন্দাবন অযোধ্যা দ্বারকা মথুরা Vrindavan, all are called Vaikuntha. In Vaikuntha, Narayan Dham, Ram Dham, Krishna Dham are situated. Krishna Dham is divided into four. Lowest is Golok. After that, Dwarka. After that, Mathura. And after that, in Braja, first is Gokul, second is Vrindavan, third is Govardhan, fourth is highest top place. In Radhakunda, there are two, Radhakunda and Shyamkunda. Radhakunda and Shyamkunda are one, but there is a demarcation line. Sometimes water goes there and from inner part goes to there. Both are one, but from outside it appears two. Yet Radhakunda is the life of Shyamkunda. And Shyamkunda is the life of Radhakunda, both. So we should know all these things. Tomorrow I will. You will return to Vrindavan. Tell Navadvip Prabhu to come here about 4. With the correction slip of the book, Bhakti Rasayan.
Tell to
Kishamachar. Apniyo to Vriddha hoye gelen amader moto.
এই যে এটা তো সবই সমাধান হয়ে গেল না এই যে পঞ্চবটি এই যে আমাদের সমাধান